This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Russia and China have blood on their hands for vetoing a U.N. Security Council resolution to deliver aid from Turkey and Iraq to millions of Syrian civilians. Pompeo says Russia and China's actions were shameful and pledged that the United States will remain committed to helping the voiceless, the hungry, the displaced, and the orphaned to receive the aid they need no matter where they live. The resolution would have extended for 1 year cross-border aid deliveries from Turkey and Iraq to 4 million Syrian civilians who have been victimized by the Syrian conflict that began in 2011. A war monitoring group says at least 12 people have been killed and several others injured in artillery and airstrikes in Syria's Idlib province. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 36 people were injured in the airstrikes. Since Thursday, at least 67 jihadists and 15 rebel soldiers have been killed. 57 government and loyalist forces have also died, including 7 killed. It is believed the attacks were carried out by drones, but no one has claimed responsibility. A Pakistani court on Saturday convicted a Muslim professor of blasphemy, sentencing him to death for allegedly spreading anti-Islamic ideas. Junaid Hafiz has been held for 6 years, awaiting trial since he was arrested in 2013 for allegedly displaying blasphemous content while visiting university lecture in the city of Multan. Defense attorney Abdul Ahad said the conviction was baseless and that the verdict would be appealed. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The death toll